Welcome to those of you veterans of the show. Thank you for your continued support. For those new to the show, thank you. And we just know you're going to love the show, but don't take my word for it. Listen to some of these reviews we've gotten. Quote, well, the nonsense part tracks, end quote. Quote, maybe you should work more hours so you don't have time to produce this podcast, end quote. And here's another one. Bro, I'm sorry, but don't invest the time into this. You're better off just stopping now before you get 1,000 subs and think you're the next Mr. Beast. So there you have it. Plenty of satisfied listeners. With that, I'm Mr. Beast. I mean, Brandon.
I'm Matt.
I'm Jake.
And this is Qualified Nonsense.
You know what the best thing is? It's like, I do enjoy seeing those. Most of them are on YouTube for some reason, but
that's where I pulled them all from.
It's like, I just responded with like dad thumbs up. Like, thanks for helping our algorithms, champ.
Thanks for the engagement.
Oh man.
And to those guys, not really. Fuck you.
I do think it is. Yeah, go ahead.
I assume we're
going to say the same thing.
Well, bothering to comment on something with, I don't know.
You remember in a previous episode where we were talking about people that leave Google reviews, and you're like, that's the maddest the person will ever be. Somebody's on YouTube, and some of those comments aren't just like, you suck. They're like, wow, you went to some lengths. I was like, God, do we really piss them off that much?
Yeah, we get well actually in the comments.
Can just hear it.
I wonder if it's just like a way for people to blow off steam. You know, they think like, oh, this is the internet. I'm fairly anonymous, and I'm just gonna go
yell at your neighbors or something.
Go yell at your kids.
Go pick a fight with your kids.
What did we do?
Surely your partner did something wrong throughout the day or 15 years ago. Go bring it up.
Yeah, bring that shit up. I think that's probably right, though. People blowing off steam in a way that there's no backlash at all.
It's just so random, though. Like, why not go play Grand Theft Auto where you can, like, somewhat actually kill people or steal a car? You know, like, why scroll YouTube shorts and be like, you guys, well, let me give you a piece of my mind.
Also, I don't want to be too negative about our own sort of production, but like, why would you kick us while we're down? it's not like we're a big target.
Well, one of my favorites was
it's like kicking puppies. Like, who the fuck kicks puppies?
One of my favorites that I didn't make the cut in your intro, Brandon, but it just said, "Make podcasting equipment expensive again." It's like, oh, ow.
That's pretty good. It's not nice, but it's also hurtful because it's funny.
Joke's on you. We all have successful voice acting careers now because of it.
Somebody left a comment in response to our, like, the automated subtitles that we have. And they were like, your YOU apostrophe RE, because the bot that does it misspelled, used the wrong your.
Yeah, it gets a lot of things wrong, but I don't have the time or energy to. But the fact that it pissed that somebody,
but somebody
off that
has
much,
time and energy,
like, it means it worked.
Proofread.
It's like, it means it worked. It's probably somebody laying in bed and didn't want to wake up their spouse or partner and. But I've done that. I've done that on behalf of the podcast. I've corrected people's grammars just for funsies. And it's like, I'm not one to write home or be an authority on grammar.
Sure. But it's a way to be pedantic, right? And to be sort of annoying. So like, we know what we're doing. When you do that, you're just like, you know what? Fuck you in a little way with your spelling.
Anyway. We've talked about them far enough. They've gotten their 4.5 minutes worth. Let's move on.
Yeah, they haven't gotten under our skin.
Negative Nancy's.
Luckily, we're taking the high road. Yeah.
not thinking about you ever again. How's everybody doing? We all right?
Good.
Do we need to let off some steam on each other? That sounded bad.
Nice. Sounded like you and Jake let off some steam on each other earlier last week.
And if you want to see more of that, jump over to Patreon. And
we got a steamy social post.
Yeah. No,
we only steamed on each other because it was a million degrees plus humidity.
It was a million Celsius. It was brutal.
It's toasty.
And it actually still is. It's swelteringly hot here in the great state of North Carolina.
Yeah, you guys are in the hundreds right now, right?
No, we're in the 90s, but it feels like 100. It feels like 200. The humidity is just pretty devastating. Like you just walk outside, it just hits you like a wave.
I don't spend a whole lot of time out there. One thing that I didn't quite appreciate, and I never really put any thought into this or noticed it until this visit, is like as a person who's worn glasses since a kid, they just don't get clean. And I tried cleaning my father-in-law's windows and like they will not just not streak because it's you can't wipe them dry. You wipe them and then they're still moist. So the next day there's just like streaks everywhere. Like I should have just left all those cobwebs on there, but yeah.
We had a nice little visit. Our families who are all the same age, more or less. Got to hang out, and we haven't done that in 8 years. So,
yeah, I mean, two of our kids haven't even met.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I hadn't met your youngest,
and I hadn't met yours. So
that was fun to meet everybody and hang out. And we shared a beer, and we had branded koozies.
Mm-hmm. We gathered eggs.
Oh yeah, we gathered eggs. That was fun. Did your father-in-law like the eggs?
Hasn't used them yet.
Oh, cool. Still,
but he was very appreciative. He's like, and he liked the so to the listeners, Jake has chickens at his house, and I was like, hey, do you mind if I take a couple to my father-in-law? It seems like he's a foodie and he would like farm fresh, you know. And I took him. I think he was more enthralled with the case you gave it in. It was like a circular.
Oh yeah,
the circular egg case. He's like, I've never seen this before.
Whoa.
Kind of blew his mind.
Nice.
But yeah, it was a good trip to North Carolina. A lot of splash pad time. Had great food. Yeah, good visits. Got to see Jake.
What'd you do while we were having fun in North Carolina, Brandon? Anything fun?
No.
No.
No, I... You know, move furniture around.
At your house or other people's houses?
Well, both. Yeah. I mean, my wife's grandmother passed away a couple weeks ago and we cleared out her apartment and,
sorry to hear that.
Brought some stuff. Yeah, it's all right. Brought some stuff to our house, hauled some stuff off to Goodwill.
I was half expecting the trombone.
We have to cut this part out because you're laughing, Matt. Jesus Christ.
Deepest condolences.
Was it a lot of stuff to go through?
No, she lived in assisted living, so had a
okay.
Just a few kind of big pieces of furniture, but not a ton. I went to trivia at a new place that
did you kick their ass?
Did you? I first.
Oh, I yeah.
Do they have like the swinging like bar doors in the Western like
saloon
doors? Did you creak them open and just saddle up to the bar and make everybody nervous? Oh,
we never thought Senor Bernhardt would show his face here. Senor Bernhardt. He's all on the west side of town. This is east.
It was
tales of his trivia.
Yeah, it was the stupidest shit. Patio, but so there were no saloon doors.
Oh, man, saloon doors is what they're called.
You know, they, you know, those, like chainsaw bear carvings that people do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They had one at this, it's a brewery, and they had one of, an Ewok.
Oh, cool.
That's cool.
Is it little, like is it short?
Yeah.
I would lend it nicely.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I should have taken a picture. But...
There's a guy here in Ridgefield that has a chainsaw thing, but it's next to a gas station. It's like in a really obscure spot that he has it, but he has so many things. I didn't realize. Yeah, I don't like my creativity stops.
Probably what he just does for fun.
I guess, but like I couldn't even imagine looking at a log and saying, like, you know what I see here? Mm-hmm. I see a salmon jumping out of, you know, like, I can't do that.
I'll saw you like I do the other French girls.
I feel like most chainsaw log artists are like, when they envision things, they're like, you know what I see? A bear cub poking out of a log, and that's like all they see. Because that's what they
it's the only thing you see in the yeah. have you operated a chainsaw lately? Either of you? They're
not in an artistic way.
Well, that's what I was gonna say, is that it's really, really tough not to let the speed of the chain just take the blade with, like, take the whole thing with you.
I know, like, a lot of them, they do like just the tip of the chainsaw. They don't like lay into it, they just kind of
But even do they use that, like the short like ones,
like 18-inch ones, like the little tiny?
little beaver?
No, the 4-foot ones for the redwood.
My dad's got one of those. Those are fun.
Yeah, you were telling us that he had to like make a special case to buy it. Like they didn't believe your dad knew how to.
Yeah, they were just like,
properly.
"Hey, man, we don't want to sell you this." And he's like, "No. I live on property." And they're like, all right.
Yeah, it'd be kind of fun to try sometime doing some sort of chainsaw art. But
I'd be like just sad of how much time I put into it and like what I get out of it.
Man, that's me with everything. Put so much time.
Like, here's a picture of my kids. Like, oh, like, it's you know, and they're like, oh, I didn't realize your daughter has Down syndrome, or you know.
Jesus Christ.
I just wouldn't be good at
nice
it.
Nice bear cub poking out. It's my daughter, you son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch. Well, gosh, if that doesn't take us into some questions, I don't know what will.
We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by The Outside. The weather is nice, and it's time to get out and enjoy it a little.
Playing soccer, swimming in a water hole, or just going for a walk
are just a few great ways to get that blood flowing, move your body, and enjoy the outdoors. Outside. We'll see you there.
And welcome back. Feel free to drop us a line at qualifiednonsense@gmail.com or connect
if it's positive. If it's positive, don't leave us any.
Don't tell us to kill ourselves or whatever people do. Now's the time of the show where we take on Reddit's most pressing questions by finding the top trending questions and answering them here. The first one comes to us from Ask Reddit.
Bring it on, Reddit.
What you got?
Well, speaking of which, did you guys see our lovely post from our friend on Reddit?
No.
On our subreddit? We had a really lovely post from Critical End.
Mr. Stumblebum?
Mr. Stumblebum himself. It was a nice little post. You should read it sometime. I didn't mean to interrupt the show. Please continue, Brandon. We have some nice things that are said to us sometimes.
This username is ULSQ. They write, "What is your city known for?"
Hmm.
And that's it. What is your city known for?
Currently, city of Ridgefield was the birth of U-Haul.
Really?
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because everybody wanted to move out of Ridgefield at one point?
Yeah. Now they're moving in. What about you guys?
Oh, man. We're pulling teeth this episode. We got some big old gaps. My city, currently the one that I'm in, is Durham in North Carolina. And they're known for the Bulls. The Durham Bulls is a minor league baseball team. And there was a movie made about them in the 90s, I think, called Bull Durham or Bull...
Bull Durham.
Bull Durham, I think.
Kevin Costner.
Yep, that one. And but yeah, no, their baseball team is a lot of fun, and the stadium is right downtown, and it's fun to go and watch games. But yeah, I think that's it. And like, they do the Dirty Durham thing, similar to Portland. Or is it no
Nichols?
No. I was actually thinking that they share the Keep Durham Weird mantra.
Oh, but
I was
gotcha. Thinking
I conflated the two, but no, it's there's also like bumper stickers everywhere that says Dirty Durham. I'm not really sure the context other than the research triangle, which is the Raleigh, Durham, Cary. I don't know what the
the RTP.
The Research Triangle Park is what RTP stands for.
Chapel Hill, or
maybe Chapel Hill. It's probably Chapel Hill. Anyway, Durham is the sort of what used to be the rougher, and I guess still is the rougher part of town. I guess the less financially situated. So there's like more brown people here, and that makes people nervous. In fact, I was at a soccer game. Last weekend, I guess, and we had these couple of white guys that were talking, and they were just like the softest hipster white guys that I've ever come across. And they were just like, yeah, you know, and when you go to Durham, like you just it, like it's gotten a lot better, but you really got to be careful. And I just started laughing because I was like, what are you talking about, dude? And it's just like a city. I don't know. Anyway, that's what my city's known for.
The Bulls.
It is the whole like people being afraid of cities is so funny to me. Like people who are like quote unquote traditionally tough, but then like oh, I don't go in there. I don't want to get robbed or you know, like they, you know, that there's like this kind of I don't know. Like
cross those railroad tracks kind of a thing.
Yeah,
it is just sort of like, it's not dog whistling. What is that? But it's basically just like people being afraid of black people, because in rural communities,
change growth, yeah,
change growth, but also just like people who have different cultures, frankly, because a lot of the people that Brandon you're mentioning are oftentimes people who are in, you know, predominantly white communities, and usually in parts of more suburban or not suburban, like urban areas, there's just like more diversity and like, more specific, like,
oh, there's visible poverty here. That makes me uncomfortable. It must be dangerous.
Right.
which yeah. That was actually noted on our trip to North Carolina that we went downtown, both Raleigh and Durham. And it's like the only people we saw were panhandlers.
Yeah.
It's like that population. So although it kind of sucks to be there, and you live in a state that doesn't necessarily allocate a whole bunch of resources to them.
No. And there's plenty, although Durham. So that's the other thing that Durham's known for in North Carolina is that it's a blue blip city in an otherwise red state. And, there are growing resources for people who need help. One of the big campaigns that happened, I think we actually talked about this in another show, but they, I forget what the service is called again. I think I forgot it last time, but basically like if you see someone who is experiencing some sort of psychotic episode or some sort of mental crisis, rather than calling 911, they have a special service to call that is a emergency response. It's just not like the police, because the police oftentimes will just escalate things in ways that are not helpful or conducive to them feeling safe and getting the help that they need. So anyway, there's outreach stuff happening in the area. There's still lots of poverty, but there are resources developing, which is great.
Do what Raleigh did, and they took Dix Park, which was the former mental health hospital, and they turned it into a park and a water splash pad.
Yeah, and you know what they did with all the people who were there? They literally shipped them to, they bussed them over to Durham. That's my wife's in her practice. The owner of the practice used to do some sort of emergency care, and that's what people who were under not financially supported or couldn't financially support themselves, they were in the Research Triangle area and also beyond, were told to go to Durham because they have the most resources. But like, that just meant that there was an influx of people who were struggling in our great city. So,
well, that's depressing. Brandon, what's your city known for?
Yeah, what's Eugene known
well,
for?
Well, along those lines, my city, Eugene, has the highest homeless population per capita in the country. So there's
cool. Wait, really?
Yeah, look it up. Look up the city with the highest. Look it up.
Do your research.
Don't take my word for it.
No, I'm surprised.
Was it a trivia question?
Yeah, that's why you know it. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to find out if you're lying on the podcast.
You're going to fact check me?
Yeah, dude.
Live?
Live, if I can figure out how to spell it.
You're also known for your college athletics.
Yeah, Nike was started here.
Prefontaine ran there.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they're known for like track and field stuff, I guess.
Dreadlocks and drum circles. They play D&D in Eugene, just a little bit different.
All right, yeah. Listeners, it looks like he was telling the truth. I don't know what to tell you.
It's not busted.
It's not busted. Well, that's our show.
Hey, I'm not lying when I say I went trivia all the time. So
he's telling you facts. He's a factotum. Factotum.
Factotum.
What else is Eugene got?
I don't know. Track. Homeless people. Track. Hippies. I don't know. Just kind of
what are
a smaller are Portland, some, I guess.
What's some of the unique answers?
Let's see. So, top answer here is Vancouver being rainy, expensive, and having awesome nature.
BC, I imagine.
Yeah.
This person says granite buildings and oil. I mean, I don't.
Oh, but that makes us want to, like, we should guess where that is. Granite buildings.
Yeah, are they telling you what state it is? Like, oil. You have to.
Some of these they aren't saying. Pizza, bagels, and Broadway.
That person's an asshole.
Johnny Jerk Cash off. Shot a guy here once, supposedly just to watch him die.
There you go.
Reno.
Nice.
This person just says ghosts.
You know where there's a lot of ghosts? Louisville, Kentucky. Lots of ghosts there. Yeah, lots of haunted, like little bed and breakfasts and hotels. You can go and stay in a haunted house. My folks did it when they came to visit me when I was there acting. And they're like, oh yeah, we booked another place that's got like known for some ghost pinching women's bottoms. I'm like, what the?
But that was like one of you guys the way that you are.
I feel like one of the biggest scams out there are like ghost tours or like walking tours, where it's like ghost sightseeing tours, those kinds of things.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, well, sure. I mean, it's just spooky, right? That's fun.
And usually you're probably drinking and, you know,
yeah.
Or although, you're in New Orleans just sweating your balls off.
So that's what I'm saying. If you're in like you know, really anywhere. If you're anywhere other than New Orleans, you're like, meh, 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 okay. In New Orleans, I feel like I'd be like,
he's like, I get it. John Goodman lived here. Show me the ghost.
Yeah, there is a certain a definite vibe in New Orleans versus if you're in like downtown Phoenix or something.
Yeah.
Like,
Where was Live and Let Die shot? What was that? What was that supposed to be? Was the Dominican Republic?
I think yeah, it took place in New Orleans.
Oh, it was it? Okay.
In the South, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it took place like kind of all over the South, but
right. Yeah. The South. Yeah.
The American South, yeah. Gainesville, Florida. Here we're known for University of Florida, home of the Gators. And also the place where Gatorade was invented and where singer-songwriter Tom Petty was born and raised.
No.
It sounds like a plaque driving into the city or something.
Yeah, really.
Wait, what would we say about Sandy? Just like Joe's Donuts?
Donuts. I mean, a lot of these are just kind of people just listing stuff about there. Sandy.
Sandy High School Theater Program, 1999 to 2003.
2099?
No, I said,
Gateway to Mount Hood, home of the Sandy Mountain Festival.
Oh, yeah, Sandy Mountain Festival, that's a good one.
I saw somebody wearing a shirt. It was online. I'm not connected with them, but it had there's a shirt that just said Silent Rock, and it was a picture of, like, Silent Rock, you know, like, when you're on your way to Mount Hood.
Which one's Silent Rock?
Like, when you're going around the corner up to 26. Timberline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's the two rocks split that you drive through.
Oh, that's
you're not
cool.
supposed to. I was like, man, that's such a unique. Where'd you get? I was like, wow, where'd you get that shirt?
I got a targeted ad for a t-shirt on Instagram, but it was all like old Portland businesses. Like there was like Payless drugstore.
Oh, wow.
And
George Moreland Plumbing.
Well, no, like there are ones that like aren't around anymore. I forget what else there was, but you know, like Tom Peterson's, you know, stuff.
Yeah,
like
that.
And Gloria's too.
But yeah, the Payless Pharmacy one. I remember going there.
Wasn't that where didn't the Thriftway move in there? Or what's there now?
Are you thinking of high school pharmacy?
Oh, I'm thinking of high school pharmacy.
Yeah, high school.
Those still exist. In there's one in Silverton. Really? There's one in.
Really?
We just drove by one in on the coast somewhere.
Oh.
Well, it's just like Ace Hardware's. There's more Ace Hardware's than I ever gave credit for that still exist.
There's an Ace Hardware in going towards Chapel Hill that I go to pretty regularly. There's
a high school pharmacy in Independence, and then Waldport, I think, is where we drove by the other one.
Oh, nice.
So they're around in like kind of small towns.
My godparents, Anna and Gerald, and my folks, Chris and Kurt, who all listen, I think. Shout out. Thanks for listening. They have a place in Baltimore.
They were the ones who left those comments.
Yeah. They were the ones. they're like,
don't quit your day job.
Podcasting more expensive.
Can we bully our kid into freeing up an hour of our week a night? And yeah, our night a week.
Or, yeah.
But anyway, what about Waldport?
Oh, just I'm surprised that there's a high school pharmacy there. But where was the Payless pharmacy?
There was one in Gresham.
Oh, okay.
But I think it became a Rite Aid. On I know that this is really interesting, like talking about like local geography and stuff. But like where
that is the question.
Well, let's pivot a little bit to someone said that Tom Petty grew up in
Gainesville.
And do we have famous people from our cities? Can you think of
from Sandy? George Bruns, who he wrote songs for Disney.
Who hasn't?
What's her face? Why am I blanking on her name? She was on Seinfeld. She was the braless wonder on Seinfeld.
What?
Brenda Strong is the actress's name.
Brenda Strong?
She went to Sandy High.
Huh.
And she I think she also narrated Desperate Housewives.
It looks like she did. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was in Spaceballs.
Is she going to be in Spaceballs too?
That's a
George
great
Bruns, mainly known for his compositions for numerous Disney films from the 1950s to 1970s, among them Sleeping Beauty, 101 Dalmatians, Absent-Minded Professor, Sword in the Stone, Jungle Book, The Love Bug, The Aristocats, Robin Hood.
That's pretty cool. I guess I didn't realize that. We had other famous people. They went to a place called Sun Village, and they were like locally famous on the news because they were the kids that got in trouble.
Accurate. And
troubled youth. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, like, famous people from Eugene who aren't associated with the University of Oregon.
Oh, right. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Yeah, I guess I don't know. That was a silly question because I don't have anything ready to go on my side either. Well, good segment.
Well, next question. That one wasn't super interesting. More just stating facts that we know off the top of our head, which is always
absolute banger.
Not all of us are trivia stars.
I think there was this guy who worked at
where was that one specific store in our hometown?
Well, it might be interesting to like revisit this question, like do some research and find out like who are some notorious people from your town, like look up like, you know, serial killers or whatever.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like Ward Weaver.
The next question is from Ask Reddit, username Courtney Rell. Courtney asks, what smell do you enjoy that's typically considered a bad smell by the rest of society?
Okay. Gas? Like gasoline?
You'll have to be more specific.
Just a good old sniffer of the stink portal. No, okay. I used to, like, I well, do enjoy the smell of gasoline.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like, like the smell of like running engines, like
exhaust.
Like, yeah,
yeah.
I love those. I love absorbing carbon emissions.
Yeah, I know. I know it's not good for you, but
just hook a pipe up to the tailpipe and put it into the car.
Jesus,
so I can smell it all night.
Or along those lines, I like the smell of like tire stores.
Oh yeah. Nice.
Formaldehyde.
Do you?
No, not really. I was thinking like fishmongers or like docks.
Something really. Smells like the sea, like smells like seafood.
Yeah, or like more like the sea, like not even like seafood, sure, but like the you know, if you go to like a fishing dock where there's like commercial boats there, like commercial fishing boats,
and place where Ray Charles would say, "Hello, ladies."
Wow.
Oh, jeez. Well, yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
I enjoy the. I don't know many people that enjoy the smell. But I really enjoy the smell of like the marijuana when it's actually being smoked, like the burning of it. I really enjoy it. And that like and pipes, like pipe tobacco.
Pipe tobacco, yeah. Me too.
I could get on board with pipe tobacco. I hate the smell of weed smoke.
Yeah. Really? I haven't found anybody that's like, no, I really enjoy it. It's either like I hate it or kind of they just take it for what it is.
Yeah, it just smells like, it's just skunk roadkill to me.
Yeah. I don't hate. Oh, this is gonna.
Speaking of roadkill. Wow.
Speaking of, no, well, I was gonna say manure.
Oh, meth.
Actually, like
I love you. Like I a love
pig barn. Yeah, shit. Yeah, livestock shit. Mixed with hay, like wet hay.
There is kind of that.
Hay save shit. Your kinks for a different episode.
I mean, I've never. I've never like worked on a farm or anything, but like going to like the fair, to the barn area, there's like kind of a certain smell to the air that it's like
it's called America.
not horrible that that it's
well for it's me like it's kind of its own I recognize thing. The nostalgia part of it, but the but yeah, I don't know, it sort of evokes the same sort of emotional response as does like achieving something or like doing hard work and then having there be like a finished a satisfactory finished product at the end. Yeah.
No. I also like the smell of Band-Aids.
I can see that.
New? Used?
New.
Asking for a friend? New Band-Aids. Interesting. Do you know what part of the Band-Aids? Is it like the bandage part or the adhesive part? I think it's
like the fabric part. Oh, okay. I don't know. Or like musty old books. I like that smell.
Mm. Bibliophile. What that's called.
People who liked. Hey, let's not call names here. We're just talking about a subreddit question.
People who like to smell books. I went to school with a guy in Montana who
fucking freak. Like,
yeah, it would sniff him, and he could like tell based off of like down to the ink. It was weird. Could tell who the publisher was.
Like,
yeah, exactly. It was like, oh, this is from the whatever region from the publisher of yeah.
Wow.
Mm.
Hey, don't knock it till you try it.
That's a Stephen King 82.
Fiftieth print.
Mm. the top answer here is isopropyl alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
The old squeaky Stanford markers you can't find anymore.
Ooh, yep.
Yeah. Ooh. This goes along with what you said, Jake. Love the smell of low tide, especially when the salt stings your nose.
Oh, yeah. So how many of these things do you think just trigger nostalgic responses versus like
probably what?
Don't you think most of them are probably
yeah,
in some way like memory linked?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about the car thing too, the gasoline, the smell of gasoline, the smell of a poorly performing like combustion engine. It's like it has a particular smell about it.
Like a classic car.
Yeah, like a classic car. Yeah.
So when my partner loves the smell of tires. This person says, every time my wife and I are leaving Costco, I take a big whiff as we walk past the tire center and say, oh, I love that smell. old school pipe tobacco.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've heard that they made pipe tobacco smell good because cigars are stinky, and it was an alternative for like husbands to not piss off their wives so they could smoke inside.
I mean, that would make sense. They did, you know, they do a lot of flavoring to them. I don't know how they do I know how they do the cheap flavoring, but I don't know how they used to do making things like sort of gentler on the nose.
Yeah. I grew up in the States and moved to Poland 2 years ago. Never in my life would I have expected missing the smell of skunks, but here we are. Hmm. Do they not have skunks in Poland?
I guess not.
Hmm. It's weird, but sometimes night air / outside smells like iron / metal and ice. This was when I lived in the Bay Area. I swore I could smell Alaska winds. I love that smell.
Hmm.
Creosote. Sometimes in the mornings here, you could smell the paper mill in Springfield, and it's really bad. I wouldn't say I like that smell. Yeah. it smells like boiling cabbage or something. Musty smell of opening an old cardboard box that hasn't been opened in a long time.
Mm. Those just make me sneeze. Like, I've got a dust allergy, like a pretty strong one. So,
no,
I would enjoy that for about 2 milliseconds. And then I'd be like, ah, ha, ha.
Photographic film. First strike of a match. Freshly cracked can of tennis balls.
Speaking of match, I like the smell of like the burning sulfur from fireworks.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I love that's a good that's smelling a good smell.
Outside.
The brimstone, chlorine / pool water. This person says everyone likes their own brand. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely do. I don't like my own brand, but I definitely want to make sure if what I just performed is going to clear a room or not. And I want to know in advance.
You're like, oh, that's not bad. And people are like gagging as they walk in the room.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If it doesn't set me running, it's good enough for you.
Yeah.
This person says horse barn / horse shit smells objectively bad, but reminds me of so many good memories. So,
yeah. Yeah, I'd say that about pig shit. Like it's particular. Like when people, it's funny. My boss right now is shopping for a home upstate New York, and he found a place, and he's like, hey, and he's from the country, but he didn't grow up next to a pig farm, and he's like, hey, there's like a small, like not commercial size, but like a small pig farm that we'd be moving in next to if we put an offer in on this house. And I was like, I mean, listen, man, like I probably wouldn't mind it because I like there's a level at which I'd just be like nostalgic for it. And I was like, but I don't know. I mean, I think most people are not going to want to live next to a pig farm. And he's like, yeah, okay, that's a good point. He did not get the house, but I think that was probably for the best because it is a pretty strong and unique smell.
Secondhand smoke. I can't get on board with that.
No, I do get that for some reason.
Like, like, well, just, I will
like,
say
like smoking section in a Pizza Hut.
I guess I'd want
to, or like a non-smoking section, but like right next to him. Yeah.
I guess I don't like the smell of like a freshly smoked cigarette or like walking through somebody smoking a cigarette. But I like the smell of like a place that smells like old cigarettes. Like you could tell that they like people used to smoke there a long time ago. And
what about like bars in the morning? Like when you go into a like it's closed. Like
coffee and hash browns.
No. Like it just smells sort of like sweaty and spilled alcohol. Like that's just sort of like what it smells like. Like not like classy bars or like any bars that you guys would have worked at. Like a dive bar. Like opening a dive bar.
The best smells.
Yeah, I guess maybe there's no arguments
from
there.
The night before. Yeah.
I guess like the old cigarette smell, like I don't know, we go to a fair number of estate sales and you know you'll go into houses that smell like they smoked inside. And it's like, this is a smell that will probably go away in our lifetimes. Like, you know, won't be around anymore because people don't smoke anymore, really. Or at least not to that degree or smoke inside. But I don't know. It's almost like a nostalgia thing because my grandparents smoked inside.
And, oh, interesting.
So I kind of associate that smell with that. I don't know.
Yeah.
The good old days.
Yeah, the good old days. I know. I feel like these days I'd be shocked to see someone smoking inside. I'd be like,
I would too, but at the same time, I'd probably be like, huh.
Oh.
Well, yeah. I was thinking about that. Like, we used to, when my grandma would come over, we used to get out an ashtray for her so she could smoke in our house. And
oh, yeah.
It seems like a wild thing. Like somebody just be like, oh, hey, I'm going to smoke this cigarette in your house. I'm not even going to ask. And like,
well,
I'm just going to assume you're cool with it.
General assumption, right? Smoking on planes and all those places.
My mom remembers, and I guess this is a further back, but my mom remembers her folks. So my grandparents, like when they would have like parties or like groups of people over, there'd be like chips out or like snacks out, and also like a bowl of cigarettes and a bowl of keys. Pretty wild times. No, but yeah, she remembered the bowl of cigarettes.
Just a bowl of cigarettes? That's how they're... I guess I don't know how else you would present them.
I've seen like old cigarette dispensers and like a big like canister type thing that you lift up and it like fans out the cigarettes.
Oh, the one where the guy's dick comes out and it's a cigarette you can take out of it. Have you seen that one?
I really like that. But they also used to have like these like fancy decorative lighters and things that, you know, you would keep kind of for communal use.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I follow a guy that collects nothing but lighters, and he goes through like times and periods of when that would be like, he has some really cool ones.
But yeah, I've seen some pretty wild ones. Where was it that had Lucky Strikes on the bar?
That was Moon and Sixpence.
Moon and Sixpence, yeah.
Because it had the low, like the low hanging lights. It was an Irish bar. And you'd walk in and it felt like an Irish bar because everybody was smoking inside.
Yeah.
That was the last place I remember smoking inside.
That was the last place.
Someplace in St. John's.
It was one of the holdouts. It was like 2005 or 6 or something.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good old days.
Good old days.
Well, listen, let us know what weird smells you enjoy. And
text us. I like the smell of feet after a long day.
Let us know in a mean comment on YouTube. But thank you all for listening. Please support the show over at Patreon at patreon.com/qualifiednonsense. Watch us over on the aforementioned YouTube at youtube.com/@qualifiednonsense. Feel free to share any questions or nice comments to qualifiednonsense@gmail.com or hit us up on our socials found in the episode description. And once you've done all that, please rate, review, share, like, and subscribe on your podcast app of choice. We'll see you back here next week for another brand new episode of Qualified Nonsense.
Ciao.
Goodbye.